next speaker is the Islamic Republic of Iran, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, considering the importance of this product and the issue that is going to development day by the day, and many countries are interested to import such products, and it's supposed to be the next decade to be named and the nuclear decade, and also the importance of this quality of this product, we support to be considered to be a global standardization of this product rather than to be the regional one. The other point is, Mr. Chairman, we are agree and ready to establish a group to work on this standardization and to give final draft to the commission to make them easy their work and to do ready to this, and this, we are ready to do so. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Iran. Can I give the word to Chile? Chile, please.
Bueno, en Chile también producimos granadas y también de buena calidad, pero entendemos que si se piensa en una norma mundial, es el Comité de Frutas Frescas y Hortalizas que funciona en México el que tendría que tener tanto el procedimiento y de acuerdo a los nuevos procedimientos establecidos de examen crítico y todo para poder sustentar dentro de las prioridades de trabajo del comité el que se desarrolle el tema de la granada. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. And I have Ali Kinga, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to make a comparable point to that raised by Chile, which is about the resources that would be required for this particular standard, particularly in a Codex committee that is extremely busy at the moment with a heavy workload. We did note in the executive committee that pomegranates are planted and grown in many areas of the world, in particular Iran, India, the USA and Spain were listed in the document as having the highest area under cultivation, but also that there was a great diversity of varieties. And there is a concern in the executive committee about the length of time that might be taken for a piece of work where it is not necessarily standardized. It might be difficult to agree. And picking up Iran's remark, it would be hoped that the work on this standard doesn't take longer than the pomegranate decade. Chairman, I wanted just to refer back to your opening remarks about the critical review, which said that Codex does not have endless resources to do work. To pick up the opening remarks of the Chair, Madam Chair, when she said that work has to be doable. And we have some concerns as to how long this work might take, given the varieties of size, colour, and other parameters for pomegranate. So I would be grateful for some reassurance that this work could be completed in a reasonable time span without taking up endless resource from Codex. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. Questions raised about the, well, basically the amenability of creating a global standard on the issue. Is it possible within a reasonable time, within the resources that we actually have? Before we try to sum up and draw any conclusions, I have Argentina. So Argentina, please.
Argentina comprende las preocupaciones respecto del tiempo que puede llevar a elaborar una norma para un producto que se produce mundialmente. Lo que nos parece es que el Codex no puede evitar este desafío, que al contrario, este es el tipo de labor que tiene que llevar adelante el Codex para que haya armonización mundial. Aquí no se trata de hacer normas a medidas de uno, dos o tres países, sino que se trata de hacer normas que puedan aplicar la mayor parte de los países. Y ese es justamente el desafío. Comprendemos el problema que puede representar para México aceptar un nuevo trabajo en materia de normas de productos. Quizás lo que se podría acordar es que esto se inicie como un grupo de trabajo electrónico presencial a cargo de alguno de los países que han propuesto esta norma, y que una vez que el Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas haya eliminado de su agenda por lo menos dos temas, la norma mundial sobre la granada pase a formar parte de la agenda del comité, pero que en esta reunión ya se decida en base a ese parámetro. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. I have Mexico. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Como presidentes del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas, nada más queremos hacer una aclaración. Este tema fue presentado en la reunión de mayo del año pasado y el comité recomendó que este tema fuera abordado en el comité regional para comenzar con los trabajos y no retrasar más el estándar internacional, y una vez que hubiéramos liberado la agenda, pudieran incluirlo en la agenda del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas. Dado que este comité se reúne cada 18 meses, el que no empezaran los trabajos en este momento retrasaría la adopción de la norma al menos 3 años, calculamos, por los tiempos que tenemos y la agenda tan pesada que tenemos dentro del comité. Solo quería resaltar esto a esta comisión para que consideraran el que pudieran empezarse los trabajos a nivel regional y después llevar la norma al comité a nivel internacional. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. Practical proposals for solution of the resource issue. I would like to then give the word to New Zealand. New Zealand, please.
The United Kingdom has made on this issue. The additional comment we would like to make is that we also need to take into account in any discussions on commodity standards the strategic direction in which the Commission is seeking to go. And while it, clearly the proposal has been discussed previously at CCFFE and more recently in CCNEA, there are still, I think, some valid questions raised about the amenability of the standard of the product to development of a standard, and some of the difficulties around prioritization, particularly with CCFFE. So we think we need to take that into account before we make a deliberate decision to refer this to CCFFE for the development of a global standard. So we would certainly prefer some further discussion, particularly at CCFFE, and somebody suggested maybe looking at it once the deck has cleared a little bit at CCFFE, and that is a possible way to approach this. Thank you.
New Zealand, another variety of possibility to how to proceed on this proposal. Thank you for that. And then I would like to give the word to Syria. Syria, please.
سوريا ترحب بأن تكون هذه مواصفة دولية أو عالمية مع الأخذ بنظر الاعتبار مقترح إيران حول بدئها في العمل. شكرا.
Syria, short and brief. Yeah, and then I would like to give the word to Egypt. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. مصر ترى الموافقة على وصفة الرمان كوصفة دولية، ويقدر الإشارة هنا في هذا المجال إلى وجود وصفة دولية صادرة عن منظمة التقييس ISO خاصة بالرمان، ويمكن الاستفادة من هذا الجهد في إطار عمل الوصفة الدولية. وشكرا.
Egypt, then I would like to give the floor to Kenya. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Chair. Kenya recognizes that we have quite limited resources in CODEX, and we have a number of competing priorities. And therefore, we recommend that this standard be developed at the regional level. We go by the sentiments already expressed by several delegations, including the UK delegation. Thank you.
Thank you. Kenya, do we have any more interventions? Yeah. Oman, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. سلطنة عمان تؤيد الدول التي تدعو إلى اعتماد مواصفة الرمان كمواصفة عالمية. شكرا.
Thank you, Oman. Then I see Italy. Italy, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je comprends que la production de pomegranate c'est très importante, mais les comités qui s'occupe des normes valables pour tout le monde sur les produits frais, il a fait un travail sur les priorités et il a mis à côté des produits qui sont certainement plus importants de cette produite. Et nous ne voulons pas créer le précédent d'avoir quelque chose renvoyé à les comités régionaux qui après deviennent, ils sont imposés à les comités qui préparent des normes pour tout le monde. Parce que les comités pour les fruits et légumes frais a dû choisir entre des productions qui ont un volume, des produits qui ont un volume beaucoup plus important de ces produits-là. Et ce qui va se passer ici, c'est qu'on va à changer les priorités fixées par les comités pour les fruits et légumes frais d'une façon que, c'est, à mon avis, c'est pas totalement correct. Alors, les comités pour les fruits et légumes avaient conseillé de commencer à travailler comme un norme régionale et après, éventuellement, quand on est en plus vitesse, avec moins d'écoute pour tout le reste du monde, on pourrait la transformer dans un norme mondial. Merci.
Thank you. Italy. Then I have Sudan. Sudan, please.
Thank you very much, because the head of the delegation is outside now. Thank you very much.
Sudan, that's what happens to everybody. So if your head of delegation comes back before we finish the debate, you certainly raise your flag again. Then I would like to give the word to Kuwait. Kuwait, please.
دولة الكويت مع التوجه في أن تكون مواصفة الرمان مواصفة دولية. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Kuwait, it couldn't be made shorter. Thank you for that. United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There is a bit of a dilemma with the standard. On the one hand, we have global production and the need for the engagement of those interested parties on a global basis in providing input on this on considerations of the components of the standard. On the other hand, we clearly understand the problem with the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables and their workload. I think the key here is really the engagement of the interested parties. This is, I guess, a question to the Secretariat, perhaps, as to the ability of stakeholders beyond the region to be engaged in the development of the regional standard, if you will. I guess our view would be that if the engagement of the major producers of this product could be a part of that engagement at the regional level, that would be a good way to go, because it would allow the staging of this standard and at the same time not creating a workload problem for fresh fruits and vegetables. But it would be with the clear understanding that upon the completion of the regional standard, there would be very serious consideration to an international norm. But we would want to have the stakeholders engaged at the regional, international stakeholders engaged at the regional level. If that's not possible, then our preference would be a global standard route. I apologize for the complexity of that, but perhaps that's a solution. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. I'm sure that the complexity was understood by all delegates, so I don't think we should worry about that. It was quite clearly explained, the idea of what you are thinking about. But I would just like to ask the Secretariat to give a comment on that, because that would be a bit unusual solution, I think. So I think we should give the word to the Secretariat. And I have noticed that the Islamic Republic of Iran requests for the floor once again, but let the Secretariat give a response immediately, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. It is a creative solution offered there, and it is possible for any member of the Commission to participate in the work of a regional committee as an observer, though. So they could fully participate, well, not fully, but participate in the discussions in the sense of giving information, intervening, but when it comes to decision-taking, it would pertain to the members of the region within the relevant coordinating committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And I could see from nodding from the United States delegation that they are certainly understand that kind of conditions which follows from the rules in Codex Elementarius. So I promised to give the word to the Islamic Republic of Iran, so I will immediately do that, please.
Thank you very much. I apologize for taking the floor again. Just I would like to thank you for the USA for very good proposal he made. And again, I would like to remind to the distinguished delegates that this trade is not limited to the nearest or the region. It's going to go to develop to all the world. As when we are ready to establishing a group, an independent group, to work on that and make easy the work of the committee and so on, and we prefer to do to a standardized globally rather than to the regionally, we make much work for ourselves. So we prefer to do that and to respect the healthy of the all the world rather than the regional one. So again, Mr. Chairman, I would kindly appeal from the distinguished delegates to agree on that, and we do let us to do globally rather than to the regionally for this product. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me again the floor.
Thank you, Iran. I think India has asked for the second floor, but I think we should close the list of speakers now. It's, well, Saudi Arabia. Then I would like to close it because I think we need to conclude on this issue. So India, please.
Thank you for your indulgence, Chairman. I would like to just bring to everyone's notice two things. One is that I think the Commission has always believed more in global standards than in regional standards, and we should focus on that. Two is that if you go back to the meeting where this happened, I think the point, the pomegranate issue came up as a CRD at the very last moment, and because there wasn't enough time, this discussion was then, it was then decided to take this up as a regional standard. I would like to thank Argentina for its their support and for the idea that they gave us, and maybe that would be a good way to go, that we could start this as an e-working group, and at least the work on this matter would start, and then as some matter gets cleared from the committee's agenda, this could be taken up as a priority. Thank you.
India, and the last speaker would be Saudi Arabia. I give the floor to Saudi Arabia, please.
شكراً سعادة الرئيس. الوفد السعودي يؤيد أهمية اعتماد المواصفة كمواصفة قياسية دولية. شكراً.
Thank you, Saudi Arabia. So please give me a minute to consult with my advisors on my right and left here. Just a second. Please, Commission, could we continue? We have been consulting. Please, we have to be a bit rude from the top table at the for the time being. Otherwise, we will never be able to continue. We have been discussing, there are many options being mentioned by delegates, and obviously there are different points of view. There is an issue of regional versus global standard. There are resource considerations, there are priority considerations, which should obviously all be taken on board. But I would suggest that we ask the Secretariat, or I would ask the Secretariat to try to come up with a proposal for a solution, and I hope that the Commission can accept this proposal, because I really think that we need to stop discussing this issue. We have had a number of interventions, and we are close to finalizing the agenda for today, so we really need to wrap it up to try to get through the rest of the items on this list for new work. I really hope we could do that, so please listen to a considered proposal from the Secretariat. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I would think that our conclusion could be in the following way. We could say that the Commission would recognize the strong interest of members to develop a standard for pomegranate, and that it notes the recommendation from the Executive Committee that there was no problem with a critical review concerning this commodity. That then the Commission decides to refer for consideration the matter to the CCFFV, whether the CCFFV could consider new work on this matter, and what priority it could give to this work. So, and to report back to the Commission. That would recognize also that the last time this went to the CCFFV, it came as a very late document and it was not able to be discussed. This time it would be discussed, and the CCFFV would come back with a priority, with a recommendation from them. If they could give it a reasonable priority in their work program, work could already be starting at that point in electronic working groups, etc., so that the work would be advancing speedily. If the CCFAB would decide that they could probably not start work on this matter, well, until 10 years from now, I'm maybe exaggerating. If this is reported back to the Commission, then the Commission next year may say in July 2010, may say, well, we would prefer then that work starts in the regional committee, which then is still possible because the CC Near East will only meet in January 2011. So this way we are not holding up anything in the regional committee, but we give the possibility to the CCFFV, which is the global committee for these matters, and we have heard a lot of support for having a global standard for this commodity. We give them the possibility to voice how that would fit into their work program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. It appears to me to be a good conclusion on a complicated issue, and it also takes on board the issue of sequencing of what could actually happen at different stages. So there would it would include the possibility of the CCFFV to consider if they could take it on board and give it priority. And if they don't want to do that, time is not lost if it actually is being referred back to the CC Near East for further consideration. So it appears to me to be the best of all solutions that we have on this issue. Basically, there's a lot of support to establishing a standard for pomegranates. The issue is how and when and on which covering which part of the world. So I hope the Commission can accept this proposal. It appears to be a wise proposal that our Secretary has given to us. So please, I see no flags, so I take it that we have accepted this proposal. So thank you very much, everybody, for constructive debate on an issue with lots of different interest in it. Thank you very much. So we will immediately continue to the next item on the agenda. And I need to go back to my paper, which is one more proposal from the Coordinating Committee of the Near East, the Regional Standards for Harissa Hot Pepper Pastes, which was discussed in the Executive Committee. It was supported by the Executive Committee with the additional comment that because of a possible relation to a product being standardized in Asia, there should be close relations between the CC Asia on the issue to make sure that there are no complications between these two standards. And I think it appears to be a good solution on this proposal, so I hope the Commission can accept it, and if that is the case, we can immediately move on to the next proposal. I see no flags, so I take it that we have adopted this proposal. Thank you very much. We move on to the next one, which is also a regional standard for halva tahinia, which has full support in the Executive Committee, and I hope the Commission can approve that, and that means it is adopted. I see no flags, so that is my conclusion. The next proposal is from the Code of Committee on contaminants in food, which has a proposal on maximum levels for fumonisins in maize and maize products and associated sampling plants, which was also supported by the Executive Committee. And I see no flags, so I think we can follow the very good procedure of immediately accepting that. So we move to the next one, which is also from the Contaminants Committee, Code of Practice for the Reduction of Ethyl Carbamate in Stone Fruit Distillates, which was also supported in the Executive Committee. I see no flags in opposing. I see a flag from the European Community. AC, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Simplement pour attirer votre attention sur le fait qu'il me semble que nous avons omis de parler d'un standard du CCFIX et du Comité sur l'hygiène des aliments. Merci.
Thank you, EC. I don't hope that I'm moving too fast, but it is certainly the according to the notes on the top table that these two proposal has been adopted. It went very quick. We really tried to catch up on time, but I hope the Commission agrees to that we have adopted these two proposals. So if the community can accept that, we will turn back to the one on reduction of ethyl carbamate in stone fruit distillates. And on that one, I didn't see any other flag than the one we just responded to. So we consider that to be adopted. The next one is revision of the Code of Practice for the Prevention and Reduction of Aflatoxins in Tree Nuts, which includes additional measures for Brazil nuts. That also was supported completely in the Executive Committee, and I hope we can adopt it without comments. That seems to be the case. Thank you very much. The next one is maximum levels for melamine in foods and feed, which was also supported by the Executive Committee, and I take it that this Commission can adopt it without comments. That seems to be the case. Thank you very much. Then we move to the addendum, which I just need to pick up from my papers to follow the list. Thank you. And if we move to the addendum, we have two proposals more, which is one from the Pesticide Residues Committee, priority list of chemicals scheduled for evaluation and re-evaluation by JMPR. Again, no problems in the Executive Committee, and I hope the same is the situation in the Commission. That seems to be the case. Thank you very much. And then the last one, the last proposal for new work is the priority list of veterinary drugs for evaluation and revaluation by JECVA. The same situation as the others. I don't see any flags, so we also consider that adopted for new work. So I thank the Commission very much for not taking the floor too many times on these issues. And that's really appreciated by us in the top table. So we have finished the work on new work, and we will immediately, if we have time, is that okay, Tom, continue to the proposals for discontinuation. And again, we have some proposals in both the Alinorm 09/32/9, page 3, and we have two more in the addendum of the same document. I don't think it should be necessary to go through them one by one. I hope we can just adopt them en bloc. I haven't noticed any opposition to that at any stage in our deliberations of our work. That means we have also continued that part of the work. Then I should like, just for some final remarks on this work, or this item, agenda item of new work, to just notice that in the executive committee, several members noted that there might be a need for more specific guidance when the committee decide on revision of standards. And these members felt that the completeness of the information provided in the documents should be carefully addressed when assessing approval of new work. It was also noted that although availability of information to ensure the completion of the standardization process, that this was not the part of the criteria, it was a useful tool for determining approval of new work. Therefore, the committee agreed to set up an electronic working group led by the Bureau of the Commission to revise the criteria for the establishment of work priorities and the guidelines for the application of these criteria, and report back to the Executive Committee on the next session. The idea is simply to try to make even more efficient the work of the committee, and we think that the more precise criteria we have for our work, the better chance we have that we can carry out the critical review with on a very transparent way, but also avoiding useless discussions because of unclarity of which criteria we should actually carry out our work on the basis of. So I hope the Commission can take on board this conclusion from the Executive Committee just for information. And I hope that we can all benefit from it. We can benefit in the Executive Committee because we can hopefully carry out our work in a more fruitful way, and also maybe give advice to the Commission without having open questions, which we have had a few of today. I won't give any promises, but that is certainly the intention of the Executive Committee. And that should be to the benefit of everybody. So with these closing remarks, I would like to finish this agenda point, and I see our secretary asking for the floor. I will immediately give it to him. I think the idea is to close the session for today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. As a matter of fact, no, we have one item to finish today, which is the election of the chairperson, which is item 17. I have in front of me three nomination sheets, one from Jamaica nominating Karen Halberg from the United States, one from Mexico nominating Karen Halberg from the United States, and one from Vietnam nominating Karen Halberg from the United States. Now, we have one elective place to fill. We have one nominee. The rules in this case say, the rules of procedure of the Commission prescribe that elections shall be decided by secret ballot except where the number of candidates does not exceed the number of vacancies, which is the case in this case. In this latter case, the Commission may decide to proceed by means of clear general consent. I note we don't have a definition of clear general consent, but without wanting to lead the Commission, I think a round of applause would do, probably.
France, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Désolé d'intervenir à cet endroit, mais nous avions une question. Enfin, on a peur d'avoir mal compris quelque chose qui a été évoqué précédemment concernant les recommandations du CC exécutif. C'est ce qui apparaît au paragraphe 80 du document à l'INORM 9.32.3. On s'interrogeait sur la proposition de créer un groupe de travail électronique chargé de réviser les critères régissant l'établissement des priorités des travaux et les directives pour l'application de ces critères. Est-ce que ce n'est pas quelque chose qui relève aussi du mandat du CCGP? C'est juste une question qu'on avait à ce niveau et un besoin d'éclaircissement. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, France. Thank you for your question. I really have to say that at this stage we have to take a break for the session, and we'll have to come back to that issue later on. We need to take the break now. But before we stop for now and come back later on, I think I would like to say that I am, on behalf of the rest of the Bureau, very, very happy that you all endorsed that Karen Hulebak is going to continue as our chair. I think that is to the benefit of all of us. I'm quite sure that everybody agrees on that. We could also hear that from the applause. So also a congratulation from me to Karen for the election. Okay, I'm just reminded that we will start at 6 o'clock, that it's very important that we have this housekeeping remark to make sure that everybody is aware that this is not for a lunch, that's not for a dinner break, it's for a coffee break. So please.